Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad to all of those people who cherish books. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the program that also cherishes books. Islam embraces many aspects of our lives as individuals and as a society. Women make approximately 50% of our societies, but they are far more important than just 50%. Because take a look at it, we share duties in regards to the community with women, but in addition to that, it is our mothers who nourish us during the 9 months she keeps us inside her womb, and it is the mother who has the most influence on us during the next decades of our lives as we grow up. A mother doesn't live one life. She lives the life of all her children and her husband. A sister lives the life of her brothers and her parents. Women truly are a blessing to everyone's life. We have the Ahlul Bayt at our disposal to understand the rights of our fellow Muslims. And of course, it's very important to know their rights. Our Islamic literature is detailed with their sayings and actions, their traditions and narrations. And yet, unfortunately, although women are equally as human as men, communities throughout history and even today have shown a tendency to ignore their rights. Well, this is unacceptable. I'm sure you agree. It is upon each one of us to know other people's rights and respect it thereafter. So today I want to talk to you about a book that discusses the duties and rights of women. I'm going to take a very short break, and I'll be back to introduce the book.
The Quran names several chapters in honor of women. Al-Nisa, or the woman, is one chapter. Or as the late Sheikh Ahmad Kuftaro taught, in defense of women. This chapter conveys many subjects regarding women's affairs and rights. Another chapter in the Quran devoted to women is named Al-Mujadila, or the woman with plea. There is yet another chapter in the Quran named Mary, after the Virgin Mary, mother of Jesus. These chapters constitute a giant step in the liberation of women from the earlier beliefs of superstition. Men shall have a share of what their parents and kinsmen leave. Women shall have a share of what their parents and kinsmen leave. Whether it be little or much, it is legally theirs. Quran 4:7.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. And today we were talking about how women share duties with us in building a prosperous community, and that they have duties even beyond that, such as motherhood. We said that women have a strong sense of empathy and they are tender. Their emotions are vital for the proper functioning of our communities. Today we want to introduce a book on the duties and rights of women. The book is called An Introduction to the Rights and Duties of Women in Islam, and that already should tell you that their duties and their rights, more importantly, goes beyond this book. It's been published by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, and the author is Ayatollah Ibrahim Amini. Before I go into the book, I want to explain to you a little bit about the publisher and the author. So, the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly Publications is a sub-organization of Ahlul Bayt World Assembly itself. You might have heard about it. But this sub-organization has been founded with the intention of disseminating Islamic knowledge in English worldwide in order to relinquish wandering minds of doubts targeting Islam. The Ahlul Bayt World Assembly is a very huge organization. They do a lot of things, but in the end of the day, all they're trying to do is spread the Islamic knowledge. But more importantly is the author of today's book. His name is Ayatollah Ibrahim Amini. He was born in 1925. He lost his father when he was just 6 years old. He took his religious studies in Isfahan and Qom, both in Iran, and both cities which harbor some very good schools in Islamic studies. Ayatollah Ibrahim Amini has been involved in research since 1945, so that's a very long time ago, and he has published many valuable books and articles, especially in issues related to psychology, education, rights, and tradition. He is a significant figure in both religion and politics. He represented Imam Khomeini, was a member of the Council of Experts, and he led Friday prayers in Qom, among many other duties that he had. Alright, so let's take a look at his book, An Introduction to the Rights and Duties of Women in Islam, published by Ahlul Bayt World Assembly and authored by Ayatollah Ibrahim Amini. I have the book in front of me right now. It comes in 128 pages. It's not very big when you're talking about the rights of a gender. And the contents are, the first section is basically an explanation, whereas the second section is a kind of question and answer part. The first section talks about the standing of women in Islam, woman and freedom, woman and hijab, marriage and its merits, mutual rights and responsibilities of spouses, the mahr of woman and its philosophy, nafaqa or financial support and its philosophy, woman's inheritance in Islam, Islam and polygamy, divorce in Islam. The second part, like I said, is a bunch of questions and answers in regards to women's rights and duties, and it also comes with a piece about Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha. So the book addresses issues on the status and standing of women, their social, political, and cultural activities, housewifery, art, freedom, lifestyle, natural and acquired rights, and other issues from the Islamic viewpoint. Mr. Abu Zar Ahmadi is the honorable translator of this book. I'm going to take a very short break, and then we'll be back to read excerpts of this book.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and today we are talking about our dear ladies, their rights and their duties. I began today's show by talking about the importance of women in our society. So, I'm going to stay on that topic and read a piece of this book that reminds us that women are equal to men. The chapter, The Standing of Women in Islam. According to Islam, women and men alike possess the lofty status of humanity because they are both equally human. The Quran identifies humans as viceroys of God, Khalifatullah, and reveres them greatly. And we have surely honored the children of Adam. We have presented them with transport on land and sea, provided them good and pure sustenance, and we have greatly exalted them over many of our creations. Additionally, it states that Adam had such high rank that the angels bowed to him. So when I shape him and breathe into him of my spirit, fall down, prostrating yourselves onto him. All this is due to our humanity. Regarding Adam, the Holy Quran declares, He said, O Adam, explain unto them their names. When he notified them of their names, God said, Did I not tell you that I know the invisible things of the heavens and earth, and that I know what you reveal and what you hide? The fact that noble Adam was able to understand the names and explain them was due to his unique genesis as a human, and men and women are equal in this genesis. In general, all installments in the Quran and Hadith regarding humans encompass both women and men. There is no verse in the Quran that reproaches women for being woman. Therefore, according to Islam and the Quran, men and women are equal human. They are no different in worth, and they possess common responsibilities in managing the society. And then it starts talking about the responsibilities that ladies have. Alright, unfortunately, I don't have much time to continue. If you missed our program, no worries. We talked about an introduction to the rights and duties of women in Islam, written by Ayatollah Ibrahim Amini, translated by Mr. Abu Zar Ahmadi, and published by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, which has also had the courtesy to let the book be downloaded free from al-islam.org. Don't forget that you can download an archive of our program from our website, and also you can send us your opinions and suggestions. You were listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This was Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.